Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix, news and advice on marketing, media and the web.
Hello, you're listening to show number 38 on Thursday, the 8th of June 2006. My name is Brendan Sinclair and as always I'm joined by the wonderful Tina Goodman. Tina, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you going, Brendan?
Fine, thank you. No crap, let's just get into the show because you,
tend to
go on a bit, don't you?
So we're talking about the value of testimonials today.
Yep, that's the show, the value of testimonials. And I've got a great, great example of that. Now, testimonials are really critical to any business to demonstrate that they're a rigid-edge business and that's a good product and that it's a believable product and that others are buying it, so you should too. The example I've got is a really good one. Now, we do a lot of pay-per-click advertising, as you know, Tina.
Yes, I do.
And I've got a couple of pay-per-click ads, you know, probably three or four. It's more than a couple. And I was reading someone's blog the other day and he was saying on his blog how thrilled he was to get an endorsement of his ebook about Google AdWords from Matt Cutts. Mm-hmm. And Matt Cutts is the Google engineer who obviously has quite a bit to do. He's a very well-known search engineer with Google who has quite a lot to do with obviously Google algorithms and all
the
rest.
So he's right up there pretty much.
He's right up there. And I think from memory that Matt was one of the early innovators with Google AdWords within the Google community.
Yep.
So Matt knows more about Google AdWords than pretty much anyone. This guy sent him the book and Matt read it. And on his website, which he never ever does, he said, hey, I read this book about Google AdWords and it's great. There's stuff in there that even I didn't know about or understand or was aware of.
That's
so,
a pretty big endorsement from the guy
unbelievable.
Who pretty much...
Yeah,
invented it, but had so much to do with it.
Yeah, it is. And from my perspective, as a guy who's out there selling our services, doing Google AdWords so much, then I've got to go, well, hey, if this is stuff that not even Matt Cutts knew, then I've got to know this stuff. I've got to buy this product. So sure enough, I've tossed in my credit card details and bought the product. And I downloaded one of the books, and I think he posts me another one. I only did it last week or whenever. But the crazy thing is I haven't read the damn book. I haven't, but...
But you will.
I will, but I absolutely had to get that book. There was no way in the world I couldn't have bought that book. I really should email the guy and ask him what sort of conversion rates he had from that testimonial because that is a fantastic one. And this is the case study. This is the relevance of this testimonial to listeners is that... Why did I buy that book? It's number one. I bought that book because it has a testimonial from an exceptionally credible source, and that is pretty much the be-all and the end-all on that.
It's the same with a lot of things. So, like, when you're out choosing even a bottle of wine and you look for the gold medals, or when you're buying a book, you look for the gold medal. Or...
Yeah. It's called social proof because others think it's good, so it must be good in theory. The other thing I was thinking about this book is that how much would I have paid? I probably would have paid $500 or $600 for this book. I can't remember what it was. It was $50 US or something. But
yeah.
I would have happily paid $500 because Matt Cutts said, hey, man, this book's good. There's even stuff in here I wasn't aware of. And that you're not going to get a better endorsement from that. So
other than the fact it was from a very credible source, what else about that testimonial made it so effective?
Well, the really good bit was just the bit of wording, the thing that Matt said. He said something along the lines of, there's even stuff in here that not even I'm aware of. And that was the catcher for me because I'm thinking, if not even Matt Cutts knows about it, man, this is good information. This is really valuable information. The whole value of that testimonial is from Matt Cutts. Man, he should split his profits with Matt because it's, number one, he's got that industry credibility. Number two, he's really well known. Number three, it's got that really unique testimonial and really positive testimonial in that Matt says, hey, there's stuff in here I didn't know. Number four, it was really easy to access Matt's testimonial. That's the other thing. And it was a very easy thing to link over from this website to Matt and says, hey, this is a great book buy it. And then I guess the other thing that makes you buy it is the fact that, bang, you can do it right there. Then there's no mucking around. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic testimonial, and I will email that guy and see what sort of impact that had on his business because it'll be colossal, I'm sure.
Yeah. So what are some other examples where a testimonial has been really effective?
I used one the other day on a client's website. I don't know if you saw it, Tina. I wrote about it on my blog on the Hammer Nutrition website.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, where I interviewed a guy who uses his product. He doesn't get paid to use the product. He buys the product like everyone else. And this guy won a big race, a 62-kilometre tambourine trek. And the guy in the testimonial said, g'day, my name's Mike Page, and on the weekend, I opened up a can of whoop ass.
Did that make you want to buy it?
That was an incredibly effective testimonial because it's so authentic.
Yeah.
The authenticity of him saying, I opened up a can of whoop ass, is fantastic because no one's going to say that. I mean, it's just so believable. It's so real.
And it sounds so corny that people pay attention. Like, it's sort of, it's a different kind of testimonial. It's just like, oh, yeah, it was great. It's like I opened up a can of whoop ass. That catcher that gets people, what do you mean whoop ass?
Yeah, that's a beauty. So, and then Mike went on to say about it's a great product and you've got to try it. That enthusiasm comes across in the product. Because the value of testimonials lies in the fact that perceived risk is the big thing stopping people from buying your product or your service, because they go, do these people really know what they're doing? Am I going to be ripped off? Do they provide a quality service? If it breaks, can I take it back? Will they be nice to me? All of those things. So your testimonial needs to address these key buying influences that people have when they're assessing your product to purchase. So your testimonials need to address those key issues, but the key issues can sometimes be negative. So you don't want your testimonial, for instance, to be, I bought a tennis racket from Joe's Tennis Shop and it snapped in two, but their refund policy was really good. You probably don't want your testimonial like that. Yeah, you need your testimonial to be the positive spin on that, in that Joe's Tennis Shop is fantastic, that they provide great backup service, and that is a way of saying that they'll take care of any problems.
Yep.
So it's important to word your testimonials and to identify what your key considerations are for customers, and then to address their concerns with your testimonial.
I think for people choosing website designers or people choosing anything, they don't want to take any risks at all. They just want an easy way, the easiest way to get it done quickly.
With the web design. I was just speaking to a lady today who's had trouble with two web designers, and she's hopefully about to get us to develop her website. And all we've got to do is make it easy for her and hassle. And it's the sort of website we do every day of the week, where it's an e-commerce website. She wants to sell stuff. She wants to get high search engine rankings. She wants to market the website effectively, all of that.
And I can imagine if you had two companies you were looking at and they both presented exactly the same, but one had a really good testimonial, they'd just push you over the line. You'd go with the one with the really good testimonial.
Yeah, because it addresses your concerns before you buy. So, it's a really effective selling tool, and you should really get testimonials from absolutely everyone. I mean, our brag wall is great. Our brag wall here is in the reception. We've got two big walls there, and they're filled with awards and certificates and testimonials from happy letters and signed photos and signed singlets and things from happy customers.
So what's the best time to ask for a testimonial from a client?
Well, I guess when they're delighted with your service, when you've completed the job and they've seen that they've got great value for money, that would be the best time.
So just after you've completed the job?
Oh, no, I generally give it a bit of time so that they can see that the product or service we've provided, let's say it's a website, so that they can see, hey, this website works really well. Then we ask for a testimonial. Quite often we'll take them out for dinner and butter them up and all that sort of stuff. Yep. And say, hey, you're happy with
it. Get them drunk and say,
yeah, sign this. Yeah, just sign this. I used to use a fairly similar sort of thing when I was dating too.
I don't want to know. So should wait about a week or whenever, I guess.
Oh, yeah, just
what you do.
Whenever they're happy. Whenever
whenever you feel it's right.
With the service and the product and all the rest of it. And a really good thing to do, invariably in our business, we get a lot of referral work. And what we like to do is shoot through to the person who referred us that job, the testimonial, to say, this is what you referred Mary to us, this is what Mary said about us.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and then they appreciate that. They appreciate the communication. They're happy that Mary's been delighted with our service as well. So that's just little things. Just go that extra mile. Like taking them out for dinner afterwards is a simple step. Taking out the person who referred you the job and the new client after the job's finished, take those guys out together. It's only going to cost you $200-$400 for dinner for six of you, you know, my wife and I and the client and partner and the referrer and their partner.
Just don't take them to McDonald's.
No, that's an important one. Take them out for dinner because that's extraordinary. That's, you know, something that they'll remember and it's not usual, it's not expected, so it's a big surprise. Mm-hmm. And no, and there's a good point. And speaking about testimonials, and I guess we could move on and talk about gifts that you give clients or suppliers or whatever. If you do take someone out for dinner, it's got to be somewhere half decent if it's a client. You don't want to take a client to McDonald's. If you give someone a gift to say thanks and a bottle of champagne, you don't want to buy them a $5 bottle of Spumante, for instance. Yeah. You've got to buy a bottle of Moët or, you know, if it's a beer, you don't buy the cheap beer. You buy a carton of Crown Lager or Coronas or the absolute premium beer. You can't skimp on that stuff because it's almost better not to buy them stuff than buy them crappy stuff.
Yeah.
And the important thing about testimonials is it can be... And the important thing about testimonials, it can be just one word or one phrase that makes the difference. For example, with that Matt Cutts thing, the fact that he said there's stuff in here even I wasn't aware of was the phrase that got me. So there'll be certain triggers.
Does that mean
for your market
looking for more specific statements, really, rather than, oh, they were great because...
Make it a more general statement wherever you use your testimonial. Sometimes you're limited by space if you're putting in a testimonial into an advertisement. And I'd certainly put a testimonial into an advertisement. It's the first thing I'd stick in there. You want to be general to make the testimonial relevant to as many people as possible, but try and put in a specific phrase in there that you think might work because that might get a few more. And that's the sort of thing you need to be testing in your marketing. If I use testimonials, do I make more sales? If I use a testimonial with this key phrase, do I make more sales? If I change it to this phrase, do I make less sales, more sales, whatever. So keep testing, keep measuring, and away you go.
Would you give the contact details of someone who's given you a great testimonial to a potential client?
Yeah, that's a really good way to do it. And you, obviously you ask and you get permission. And that's what we do. I say to people when we're going through a pitch for a job, okay, here's this guy's name and number, give him a ring. This is what we've done for him. This is this person's name and number, give that person a ring. That's what we've done for them. And on you go. For example, Tina, when we employed you, we spoke with a couple of people you provided as a reference, and that's basically just a testimonial.
Yeah.
And they were positive, and that it just reinforces
our assessment. Yeah, that cost me a bit actually to pay them off.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And going by the quality of the work since you've been here, like, what time do you get here? What time did you get here this morning?
What time do I stay till?
What time did you stay till last night?
7.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I rocked up at 10:30 and I wanted to, like, work a proper day. Testimonials as part of a job application. It's the same thing.
I mean, when you've been here 3 or 4 months now, we got testimonials or references from people that you've worked with before or at uni with or whatever, you know, and you I think probably even provided some on paper. It's exactly the same thing. It just reinforces what we're looking for. And again, there's those key phrases, because the overwhelming thing that we need that you've figured out now is someone with initiative. So there's obviously some key phrases thereafter. And with you, obviously, it's stuff like in your position, we were looking for initiative and a self-starter and all of those things, which your references backed up as well, or your referees backed up as well. So that was the important bit. So, yeah, testimonials are critical in so many marketing efforts, and that's all you were doing when you're coming for the job was marketing yourself. Testimonials are so critical. You've got to use them in every situation that you possibly can when you're in front of a client, because it's a third-party endorsement. It reduces the perceived sense of risk in dealing with your business, and it results in more sales. So use testimonials. So I guess that'll wrap us up for today, Tina. Thanks very much for your help. Fantastic as always. And as always, give us your feedback on our Skype account, which is Tailored, and our contact details over there at tailoredpodcast.com.
Thanks, everyone. Speak to you soon.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Myths, news and advice on marketing, media, and the web.